interviewed a teacher from Clinton County that you had a conversation with, and she feels as if you threatened her with legal action.
No, I didn't.
Okay. Can you remember the conversation?
She had called me, I don't recall the day, but left a message on my phone. The message, told me to vote no on Chapter 20. Vote no, she added in her voicemail, or I won't vote for you or something of that nature, which is no problem. That's her right. I didn't call her that day. I think I called her Sunday when I had an opportunity. Had a very nice conversation with her. She talked about her husband and her son, her daughter, her daughter-in-law. They're all, public employees is the impression I got. We talked about Chapter 20. And I gave why I thought, it was, would be benefit her, especially benefit, people who excelled in their jobs. She said something about she had been down to the rally in Davenport, and some speaker said we were in the pockets of the Koch brothers. And I just said, ma'am, I'm not in the pocket of the Koch brothers. And she continued to say, no, I didn't, I wouldn't admit I was in the pockets of the Koch brothers. The conversation, was going downhill, since I wouldn't admit I was part of the Koch brothers. She was going to get all her friends to work, against me. And I said, the conversation needs to stop. We've been asked to report conversations that are concerned of, and I think this is of concern. I was going to report it to the, security at the Capitol here.
Well, we checked with Mark Logsdon, and he said it hasn't been reported.
No, I talked to some other legislators, and they said, I understand it's an emotional issue for both of us, I've got no authority to, I've got no authority to send anybody to her or anything.
Okay. So she's hired a lawyer. She's afraid she's going to lose her job. Should she have those concerns?
Not whatsoever. We can check my voice, my cell phone. I had a long conversation with her. Even after she called me, and left a message and said she wasn't going to vote for me. I returned the call. Like I said, I had a long conversation. When it deteriorated, I didn't think it was good for either one of us. But like I said, deteriorated to the point, I don't know, there's 20 highway patrolmen running around here. I haven't heard of any threats, but why are they here? Like I said, I talked to some people here, and they said that didn't rise to the place to do it.
Thanks.